share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Apart from houses being destroyed by the flood, many have gotten their vehicles submerged in the flood, which may cause them to feel anxious about how much the damages and repairs would cost. So, the question is, can a car still be salvaged after being drowned in the water? Question mark. Here are 5 steps you should do to reduce repair costs as shared by Carsum. 1. Check the water level. The first thing you should do if your car gets submerged in water is to check the water level and condition of your car. Once the flood recedes, usually, water from the flood will leave mud marks on the surfaces, especially on the exterior part of the car. This information is crucial as it helps assess whether the flood water has submerged the car entirely and has entered the engine, parts of the car, and so on. 2. Do not start the engine. If the flood submerged your car entirely, including the cabin and engine space, never start your car's engine, as it has the potential to cause a short circuit. Major components such as the engine and gear system may have been damaged due to flooding. All you can and should do is unplug your car's battery and call a mechanic or tow truck to take your car directly to a workshop or vehicle service center. 3. Check the engine and gearbox. Once your car arrives at the workshop, get your car's engine or gearbox checked first. Use your car's dipstick. If the amount of engine oil, gear oil exceeds the amount it should be, this means your engine has already been waterlogged. If your engine oil and gear oil are mixed with water, you will need to remove and replace them with new oil. Perform flushing with repetitions of 3 to 5 times, depending on your mechanic's advice. 4. Petrol flush, only if necessary. A slightly low position of the oil tank can also increase the probability of flood water entering the tank. Remove gasoline that has been mixed with water from your car's fuel tank to prevent more serious damage to your car's engine parts. Ask your mechanic's opinion first on whether or not to do flushing. 5. Unplug and dry car components. Any removable components in the car, such as radios, need to be dried. Wash your car with a heavy spray of water, especially on the engine and brake parts. However, never spray towards the vents of the air filter and the lubricating oil cap. We hope this helps. Also read. Is your car damaged by the flood? Malaysian shares tips on how you can claim from insurance. Source. Cars Source. Bernama Source. Tire Deets. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.